John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com. Hey! We'd like to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. And guess what? Isotope offers one free month of Music Production Suite Pro, which has all the tools you need to mix, master, and repair audio. Also, you can get 10% off all other software using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. All of this is at isotope.com, IZOTOPE.com.
We'd also like to thank our newest sponsor, Self-Care Non-Alcoholic Beer by Three Magnets Brewing Company, helping creative people foster a healthier relationship with alcohol since 2020. They're now shipping to 41 states via drinkselfcare.com. Want to help us help them help you? Go to drinkselfcare.com and use promo code HIGAIN, that's HIGHGAIN, to get 15% off your first order. Self-care, because sometimes you want a beer, but also don't.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Wow, that's awesome. It's me, John Kiltica.
Cool. Hey, John, it's the High Gain Podcast.
It is the High Gain Podcast.
We're going to talk about guitars.
We are going to talk about guitars.
We're going to talk about amplifiers. We're going to talk about guitar pedals. We're going to talk about theremins.
Theremins, yes. Slide whistles.
We probably won't talk about a lot of that stuff. We're in beautiful West Seattle today.
We are.
Mixing it up.
We thought we'd just come to the same place.
Yeah. We're in the basement of the High Gain Central.
Yep.
High Gain Prime.
Yep. In the now time, It is sunny, which is pretty cool for fall.
Ed Pete and JFK are both wearing t-shirts.
Yep.
You've got a Recovery Effects shirt.
I do.
Shout out Recovery Effects.
Yes, and you've got a Pavement t-shirt.
I've got a Pavement t-shirt from their newest tour. I went and saw them a few days ago.
Yeah.
In Seattle. They were great.
When this drops, We'll probably be in the deluge.
Oh, the fall time.
Yeah.
My ankles are kind of hurting right now, my cankles. And
testify, Grandpa.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, is this a psychosomatic thing where I just know fall is coming?
It's like Game of Thrones old man version.
Yeah, yeah.
Fall is coming. I can feel it in my knees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tell me something, John.
Yes.
I just want to like mix this up a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell me something cool. What's cool with you?
What's cool with me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any cool things, Ed.
That's okay.
I'm pretty boring.
You did a thing that I forgot to do.
I did? Was it a cool thing?
I think so. Shout out to Cohen Burrell.
Yes, our man Cohen Burrell.
Burrell?
Burrell.
Like Milton.
Not spelled that way, but sure. He's just turned 50. Viewers might know Cohen from his drumming on our opening theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
Week after week. If you're wondering who played those drums,
yep,
that's our man Cohen.
One take Cohen.
That's right.
And you went to see him.
I did.
I feel pretty terrible about not being there.
Well, now's your chance to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cohen.
All right, then. He'll forgive you eventually.
Cohen Burl.
Yeah.
Milton Berle's got a huge penis. Had. It's a fact. You can look it up.
We're not just being racy for racy's sake. That's Googleable.
Beverages.
Yes, Ed, beverages.
That sounded kind of old man guitar-y.
Hybrid grandpa?
Ooh. Maybe it's like those people who have old souls. This guitar has an old soul. Like sometimes there's little kids and it's just like...
Little kids can feel winter coming in their ankles.
Exactly. That's what this guitar is.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about a Fender Acoustasonic Telecaster today. What are you drinking?
I got a coffee and a crow mug. And then I've got a Huel protein shake I'm mixing up in the Huel bottle.
So you can do their advertising for them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I got a t-shirt.
And you're probably posting stuff on the Huel Instagrams, helping them out.
Maybe.
Hey, Huel.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to sponsor Ed.
That would be great. I go through 4 big containers of Huel a month. So I'm drinking somewhere between 3 and 5 protein shakes a day.
You know what? When they discover that that protein powder has the ground up bones of political dissidents in it.
No, come on.
You're going to be sorry.
What do you got?
I've got the black coffee also, like I do.
Yeah.
I have Fever Tree brand.
Oh.
Refreshingly light ginger beer.
You are a sucker for the ginger beers.
I love the snap of a ginger beer.
I don't want to put words in JFK's mouth, but I'll put words in my own mouth hole.
All right.
I think I was pretty dismissive of these things when they came out with the pickup and then the acoustic hole.
They call that hole a port.
Oh, it's a port.
During development, they nicknamed it the donut.
Okay.
But you're looking at essentially a Telecaster shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about the same thickness as a Telecaster.
THICC?
Yes.
Okay.
Thick.
Yeah.
The neck and body are mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
The top is spruce.
Okay.
It has 3 controls, 2 knobs and a switch, just like a Telecaster.
Just like a Telecaster.
Visually, just like a Telecaster.
Reverse order, though. Blade in back, not blade in front.
Uh-huh.
Not sitting on a metal plate.
Right. No pick guard. That's another one.
No pick guard.
Let's start at the beginning, Ed.
Way back.
Way back in the oldie days, the late 80s.
Oh, okay.
Fender, along with everybody else, wanted to crack the acoustic electric market.
Okay.
People had been doing it for a while, so it's not like it was something new. Everybody was making one.
Okay.
But they wanted to use their existing form factors, like this Telecaster, to try to do it. So they started in Japan, and they made what they called the Fender HMT. Anecdotally, HMT stood for Heavy Metal Telecaster. Really no way to know.
HMT?
Yes.
Oh, does it have a Floyd Rose on it? It does.
You could get it with a Kaler.
Okay.
Yeah. It came in lots of varieties that way. You could get it with 2 humbuckers in it. But the one I'm thinking of specifically... That kind of cuts closer to what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Add a lace sensor in the neck.
Yep.
And a piezo pickup under the bridge.
Man, I had never seen one of these.
I have seen one. I have played one. They're pretty cool.
It's not hanging on your wall right now.
It's not, no.
Yeah, okay.
So that was their first shot at it. I get the sense that then the electronics and the kind of fidelity that was required to get a true acoustic sounding instrument just didn't exist yet.
Yeah, exactly. The 80s one seems like a hollow body guitar with a couple of weird pickups in it. Would it be terrible to do the tone thing now?
Sure. The 2 knobs that are on this
yeah.
are pretty straightforward. One is a volume. That's all that does.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is what they call a mod knob. If you turn it all the way down,
mm-hmm.
that is your A setting.
Okay.
If you turn it all the way up, that's your B setting.
Okay, got
it. And then you can blend anything in between them.
Okay.
The blade switch,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot going on with it.
There's a computer in it.
There might as well be. I'm going to start in position 5, which is closest to the neck.
Okay.
Position 5 is what they call core acoustics. The A side is a Sitka Spruce and Rosewood Dreadnought. If I go to the B setting, it goes from spruce to alpine spruce.
When you played just now, I just closed my eyes and just concentrated on the sound. It just sounds like an acoustic.
At this point, I'll mention, Ed.
Yeah.
The Strymon Flint is on just to add a little bit of reverb.
Maybe turn that off.
If I go to position 4, Ed, that's what they call alternative acoustics.
Okay.
Because of the wood. On the side is Engelmann spruce. That is a German spruce. A little harder, brighter.
Okay.
If I go to B, we're back to Sitka spruce, but the body is now mahogany. Can you hear that?
I can.
And what do you think?
They all kind of sound like acoustics, various flavors of acoustics. I can hear the difference, yes.
If we go to position 3, Ed, you've got percussion and enhanced harmonics.
Okay.
Position A is rich and earthy with complex overtones, like a beverage.
Oh.
Position B adds body to it.
They are all very acoustic-y. Are there electric sounds in it?
Yes. Let's okay. go to position 2, which they call acoustics and electrics blend.
Oh.
So if I go to the A side of that,
yeah,
you get a full-bodied, no-nonsense acoustic that's earthy and articulate with a wide dynamic range. As I turn to the B, it mm-hmm. starts to blend this magnetic bridge pickup.
Go full. What do they say that is?
That's that full-bodied acoustic, but with this electric pickup blended into it.
I want to hear full B.
Yeah, this is full B.
On the other ones, like full A is a spruce top and full B is an alpine top.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere in the middle is
a blend
both.
Of the two.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I want to hear full acoustic and then that full electric. But you're saying there is no full electric.
No.
I guess.
On this setting, this has blended the electric pickup
okay.
into the acoustic.
Okay.
What
okay.
you want is
okay.
position 1, which is a Fender Telecaster.
Oh.
The A side is a Fender Clean okay. Tele. I don't think it's meant to be neck or bridge. It's just Tele.
Need to do some of that chicken picking.
So then you go to the B side, and it's supposed to add a little grit to it.
Do that little run you just did.
If this is supposed to be a Tele, should we put a little something on it and see what happens?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow, you ever try to do that?
Man.
Slap one finger on the switch of a pedal. That's hard.
Little slap and tickle.
Yeah. So, Ed, Next up is 1993. We're getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
The Telecoustic.
Okay.
That was more like just regular old acoustic electric, shaped like a Telecaster.
Yep.
But it had a piezo.
That was the thing.
That's what everybody was doing there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a laminated top, but the body was fiberglass.
Pulling some stuff from the Ovation playbook, it feels like. That's all Ovation, right?
Yeah, maybe those things were just so popular then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Were they? 93?
Yes. I kind of think their heyday was at least 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Yeah, I don't know.
Then in 2010, they try again with the Acoustasonic Telecaster. So now they've got the name.
And that's not this.
It is closer to this, but they're still going with the piezo to try to get most of what they're approximating their acoustic sound with.
Right.
You know, there's arguments about whether that was any good or not. So in 2016, finally, our man Brian Swerdfeger.
Swerdfeger.
VP of Research and Development at Fender.
Cool job.
Yeah.
Very cool job.
He gets an idea in his head. I want to make a Telecoustic that sounds like a goddamn acoustic guitar.
Right.
It's clear that just the piezo isn't going to cut it. I need tech that actually does not yet exist.
I love this guy.
And I need tech dudes to help me do that.
You see any of those email exchanges or text exchanges with Elon Musk that got released to the public due to the Twitter lawsuit?
No. What did they say?
It's pretty great. It's just a lot of tech bros being tech bros. You know, he's the richest man on the planet. So you just get a bunch of these dipshits replying to him. It's just all yes men bullshit. There's plenty of guys we've covered who are doing groundbreaking innovation way back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a lot of this podcast is about. And I feel like what this guitar maybe is about. But then there's dudes like Musk. He seems a little more P.T. Barnum.
Yeah. So Brian, who does he get to help him get the real acoustic sounds?
Say this guy's last name again.
Swerdfeger.
Okay. You just banged that out.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's up here in the dome now.
I love it.
First, he calls up his man, Tim Shaw.
Oh, he needs pickup bros.
Yeah. He calls up Tim Shaw and says, here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Tim Shaw's like, wait a minute. This thing's going to sound like an acoustic, but you want a magnetic pickup?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the actual acoustic transmission stuff? I better call up my friend Larry Fishman.
Oh.
Hey, Larry.
Yep.
I'm going to need something that's more than just your standard piezo deal. What are we going to do about this?
Okay.
Then he gets with the dudes at Fender in the R&D department.
Yep.
And he says, I need the top to essentially not be braced. Minimal bracing inside here.
How come?
They want the vibrations that do exist in the top to be used in the creation of the acoustic sound.
Weird.
What that means is you end up with three pickups. You got your Tim Shaw pickup in the bridge.
Sure.
You got your Larry Fishman under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Fishman Matrix piezo undersaddle transducer.
Oh.
Tim Shaw's is called a Acoustasonic N4 magnetic pickup. But under this top is another pickup. It's almost like a contact microphone.
Uh-huh.
It's Fishman. It's the Acoustasonic Enhancer. They attach it to the top, and it detects vibrations from when the top goes up and down.
Pretty cool.
So now you've got transducer, magnetic, contact mic style. Mix all three together to make your DSP models of these guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn the entire guitar essentially into a speaker. If you look at the way the sound hole is.
The port?
The port.
The donut.
The donut.
Okay.
The donut has walls.
Donut walls.
Yeah. And the walls don't go all the way to the back of the guitar.
It's not bracing against the back.
No.
Got it.
The sound goes in there and turns the entire chamber into its own kind of speaker cone.
Let me see the back. Is there a battery in this thing?
There is a USB rechargeable battery.
USB rechargeable.
In all honesty, I thought, do I want to have to recharge my guitar?
Mm-hmm.
I brought this thing home and I played it a lot and the battery didn't go anywhere near dead. But I thought just for safety's sake, I'm going to charge it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a little USB cable.
Where does that plug into on the guitar?
Nobody's going to want this thing to be obtrusive at all. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah.
It's built into the input jack plate.
Yeah.
Right above where you plug the cable in.
Huh.
There's an indicator light. When it's fully charged, it goes red. They note that you can charge and play at the same time. That's fine. Also, they say a charge will last about 20 hours.
20 hours. Every couple days, you got to charge her up. Whatever.
You want to hear some more of this?
Kind of.
Let's go back into position 5, the core acoustics. Sounds pretty acoustic to me.
Yeah. Couple things.
Yes.
Talking about tech stuff. There's a computer on board in this thing.
Yes.
Not unlike any number of cool guitar pedals we've got.
Yes.
I wonder how often, if ever, they update it.
That's interesting.
And then I wonder if there's any sort of open source community out there. You know, you played through what, like 8 flavors of acoustic guitars. It would be pretty cool if you could load this thing up and just have this open source SDK kind of thing. What if I want it to sound like a 64 Jazzmaster? Can I get that? Because of all of those acoustic sounds, I need one of them.
I guess it depends on what their aim is versus how people will end up using it. I'm just kind of fascinated because you and I have enough pedals that have DSP in them that we know what can be done with programming a chip.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot of stuff. But what's interesting to me is the idea of deliberately creating a body and pickups as inputs into a DSP platform.
If you close your eyes and just listen to it, this sounds like an acoustic. I just don't know that I need that many different acoustic sounds. So there is firmware updates on the Fender support site.
So that development process I mentioned to you, getting to this point, took them 3 years.
Oh, sure.
They went through iteration after iteration.
Yeah.
Let's see what it sounds like acoustically. I'm going to hold the port up in front of this here Shure SM7B microphone. Let's see what it sounds like just sitting on your lap.
Sounds like an acoustic.
You gotta try it. Try and decide. Is it hello?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
We've got a Fender American Acoustasonic Telecaster here.
Mm-hmm.
It does a pretty swell job of sounding like various sundry acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
Buy or deny?
Deny.
Can I add a caveat to that?
Sure.
If it was a buy, what would you use it for? Playing out? Recording? What?
It's not a buy, but I imagine it would be awesome for dude who wants to go play open mic and not deal with all the fucked up different rooms that they've got to plug into and the boards and the feedback.
Right.
I think this thing probably does awesome in any number of live environments. Sure. Why not? What about you?
I think I'd give this a buy.
Oh my gosh, John.
I think I can see the use of it.
Yeah.
Especially in recording.
Yeah.
Plug and go.
Yeah.
But we should address the elephant in the room.
Uh-huh.
So I mentioned the body is mahogany, the top is spruce.
Yeah.
What they did in the body after they chambered it is cut out a lip, and that's what the top sits in.
Okay.
The whole body is natural colored mahogany, and the top on this particular one is like a vintage sunburst, tobacco sunburst.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the elephant in the room is it's pretty ugly. I just got to be honest about that. I don't find this visually very interesting to look at.
Yeah.
Recording? Yeah. Plug this into your DAW. Get your record on, man. This thing's great.
You know what could flip me from deny to buy? Maybe quickly. If there were a big open source community of hacker dudes,
right,
who have built any number of super easily downloadable mods. That would be killer. I bet Fender is very uninterested in that.
Yeah, we'll take lots of pictures of this like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put them up on the interwebs in the places we do.
Sure. Throw it on the High Gain Instagram?
Totally. And on the highgain.com?
Sure.
Maybe even the Facebooks.
Yeah, I think you get the Facebook for free when you throw it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I keep toying with the idea of making that High Gain TikTok so we can do our choreographed dance moves in the kitchen while we're making coffee and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
That's what I keep toying with.
Well, we're going to go work on those dance moves.
Yeah.
And as always, we are part of the Ruinous Media Network of music-related podcasts, Ed.
They love us over there.
They love Ed. I haven't told you, they call me a lot.
Yeah.
Where's Ed? How's Ed?
Yeah, yeah,
is he feeling all right?
Yeah.
Is he doing okay? Is he hydrated?
No worries. I'm doing great, guys.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.